Back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon, it's time for us to talk some Black Bear hockey. And to do that, well, we turn to the voice of the Bears, John Shields, who joins us from Alfond Arena. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Doing just fine. How is your Friday so far?
Busy. There's quite the feeling up here. You can feel it in the air. Big game Friday, a top 10 matchup between Maine and Providence. It feels like it's going to be a amazing night. We're on pace already with a big student line lined up here outside Alfond. So it's interesting situation. It's a big time game this weekend, not just in Hockey East, but in the national picture too.
Boy, and it's so great. You mentioned it's so great to have that buzz back on campus. So when you can just kind of feel it walking around and see the students gathering, and you just know it's going to be a rocking night in the old girl.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. It makes it a lot of fun, right? It makes it so much fun. Mm. This is why, they brought Ben Barr to Orono to get this team back to national prominence, and he's obviously done that. And it's going to be not only a big test for the Black Bears tonight, but a big opportunity for them as well.
Absolutely. Well, Maine sitting at number 7 in the nation this week. Let's talk about the most recent performance on the ice. Let's go back to last week. What did you think?
Well, Friday was tough. They took a 5-minute major, and no matter how you want to, was it a 5-minute major? Should it have been a 2? Was it a horrible call? It doesn't really matter at this point. It was what it was, and really they were not able to kill off the power play of Northeastern, and Northeastern scored 3 power play goals in that 5-minute major. And that's nightmare scenario for a team. You give up 3 power play goals and essentially 1 power play opportunity. And Maine just could not dig out from that. That was in the third period. So a healthy Northeastern team who does not have the record that really they should. They're a very talented hockey team. Picked up a big win. And, they beat BU last week. Got a win over Maine last Friday. So a couple of huge wins for Northeastern. And then on Saturday, Maine was able to shake it off, turn the page, go into UMass, the 11th-ranked team in the nation last Saturday night, and get a 1-0 win. And really, a full team win, not only the players, but the coaching staff as well. UMass thought they tied the game at one point in the second period. The coaching staff challenged the Minutemen for an offside. The goal was overturned. Maine ended up winning 1-0. So a huge challenge in that situation that benefited the Black Bears. Just a great call by Coach Barr and Nick Fonzi, who runs those for the team. And that kept it a 1-0 game. In net, Alvin Boya was able to hold on and not let any more pucks in, and Black Bears win at 1-0. So a nice bounce back on Saturday after a very disappointing Friday. So that was nice to see the resilience of this team.
And Boya has been the money man for the Black Bears on those Saturday nights.
Sure has. He's been really well. Played really well. He's looked really poised. And, my broadcast partner Larry Mahoney talks about it. He doesn't have extra movements. He moves, he's very he moves in the right spot. Very little movement, which, is a nice thing. You don't want to be flailing all around the ice. He's very in control when he's between the pipes. He's been very impressive for a player that actually wasn't really supposed to be in Orono this year. They called him. He was at Texas. He was going to play a season in Texas in a league there, and they needed a goalie, and he was on the list to come here next year, and he came a year early, and it worked out great for him and for the Black Bears.
We're talking with the voice of Maine hockey, John Shields, here on Downtown. Well, the Friars had kind of the opposite weekend of the Black Bears last week as they pounded UConn pretty thoroughly on the Friday night game. And then on Saturday, couldn't really get the offense going and came up short 2-1.
Yeah, it was a home and home, and both road teams won, which is funny how that worked out. Mm. They won 5-0 on Friday at UConn, and then they went back home to try to get the weekend sweep and lost 2-1. So you never know. That's Hockey East for you. Right there, that's a good example of how this league is so tough night in and night out. You never know. But the Friars are 15-8-2, 15 wins on the year, 8 losses, 2 ties. They've played very well. They're well coached, as we always say that about these Hockey East teams. But they are. They have Nate Lehman, who's been there a long time. Coach Barr worked under Nate Lehman and helped set up the Friars to win a national championship. So, they know each other's playbook. But the Friars are year in and year out a very consistent, very talented hockey team.
And of course they sit right behind the Black Bears now in the Hockey East standings, so much on the line.
Right. Take the national rankings out of it. Just in the league, Maine's got 9 wins. Providence has 8. So they're right there neck and neck. Maine sits in third. The Friars sit in fourth. So the Black Bears, they need to defend their home ice. And these are super important points for both teams, as nobody wants to play a Wednesday night playoff game, which I don't think either of these teams will. But they definitely want that Saturday night quarterfinal game at home. So it's a matchup of the third and fourth teams in the league. Maine does have 1 game in hand on the Friars, but still a big, big series.
So what do you see as the key both tonight and tomorrow night?
It's going to be a low-scoring affair. These two teams are going to grind it out this weekend. Neither team allows very many goals. Both teams score over 3 goals a game, but I think it's going to come down to a 1-goal game. It might be a 2-1 game, maybe a 3-2 game. So goaltending, be key. Both teams, Swedish goaltenders, Victor and Albin from Maine, are from Sweden, and that's the case for Providence as well. So it's going to be a goalie weekend, and I think a low-scoring couple of games here at the Alphon.
All right, 7 o'clock, puck drop both nights. You'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:30 both nights, right?
You got it. Banana's birthday tonight. We're ready to go.
All right, well, give him a big pat on the back and a happy birthday for us. He's showing that age better than anybody not named George Hale, I think.
Exactly. All right, thanks, Rich.
All right, we'll see you, John.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, John.